Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And then had all his interviews scheduled today, the night after his quarterback got traded away from him. So you answer enough questions about that already or what? It's Kareem Hunt. Good morning, Kareem. How are you?
Good morning. And I'm good. You know, I got a lot of questions so far about, you know, Alex and what's going on there. So, you know, I'm ready for him.
What was your reaction to the news when you first heard it?
Well, I was kind of shocked, you know, because Alex was a big part of our team. He had his best season by far. And, you know, he's just such a great leader and, you know, a guy that just wants, you know, to be successful and win.
You know, it's interesting, Kareem. I did your first game against New England this year. They had you the ball, you fumble. I'm like, get this guy off the field. I mean, and this is a guy who's never fumbled the ball in college. And the first time he touches the ball in the NFL game, he fumbles. And really, you just, from that point on, that had to be like shocking for you for that to happen because it's never happened to you. But then to have it happen in your first NFL game, opening night against the Patriots, that had to be disappointing to say the least. But also, you realize just how they are all now reaching for the ball and trying to rip it out of your hands every time you have it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was very disappointing for me because, honestly, I haven't felt that feeling in a long time. And to fumble it on the first carry, you know, it's kind of, you know, confidence killing. And, you know, you're just thinking to yourself, like, what's going on here? And, you know, how do I fix it?
Yeah, but Andy Reid was great because you got back out on there. And the next play, the first play of the next series, he gave you the ball right back again.
Gave him the ball.
And you guys went off to had really what a great opening night that was against the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like that affected you the rest of the game. You had an unbelievable night. And the start to your season was like NFL record-breaking. So the way your season worked out, you had an unbelievable beginning to it where you're breaking records. And in the middle, the production dipped dramatically, and then you picked it up at the end again. So tell me why the season ended up going like that for you production-wise.
Honestly, you know, we just started out hot as a team. We all, you know, believed we can be a really good team, and I was just able to go out there and, you know, just give it my all, and the O-line was all in sync. We all were just playing as one group, and, you know, a lot of things were going well for us.
A lot of good young athletes on this team. And talking to Kareem Hunt, he's here with FedEx Aaron Ground. I'm sure you're going to be right at the forefront because you did win the rushing title.
Yeah.
And I know that was important for you because Todd Gurley didn't play in his last game, and you guys were playing against Denver. It was a meaningless game for you. You didn't have to win it. But I think Andy Reid recognized that you wanted to win that rushing title, so he let you play. You got the rushing title, and then he took you out of the game.
Yeah, and you know, we only dressed one running back for that game. You know, we were shorthanded. Shark Kendrick was sick, and so I wasn't even supposed to dress. And, you know, I dressed up, so, you know, I warmed up and everything. I'm like, Coach, I need, like, 13 yards. I really want to get this thing. So he gave me the opportunity to go out there and get it, and luckily I got it on my first carry.
So what's your relationship with Pat Mahomes in the year that you spent with him?
You know, Pat's, he's been my guy since day one. You know, as soon as we both came in from getting drafted, you know, rookie mini camp and all that, we've been real tight. And, you know, I know how special a player he is. And, you know, he's just a guy who can take over the game at any time. You know, very strong arm. And, you know, he's just always keeping the play alive.
Did you text him after the trade went down and said something like, you know, let's go, let's do this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I gave him a call. You know, his phone's getting blown up. Everybody's blowing him up, you know, like, you know, it's your time now and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm going to wait for things to cool down a little bit, and then I'll actually talk to him when we get to hang out.
Will he be here at all Super Bowl week, you know?
I don't really know.
No, interestingly enough, because he did play in that Denver game.
Yeah.
You could see the talent that was there.
Oh, definitely. Strong arm.
And you saw it every day in practice. Mm-hmm. And I know Travis Kelce was talking about seeing him in practice.
Yeah.
And just how he was just basically doing everything that they expected, and that's why they went up and got him in the draft. So a lot of good young players on your football team, and now you got your quarterback of the future.
Yeah, definitely. And we do got a lot of young talent. You know, Tyreek's still very young, and, you know, like I said, Pat can make plays at any time. You know, he could throw the ball downfield. And he just got a very strong arm, and it's kind of crazy.
And we're talking to Kareem Hunt, who is promoting. He's with us on behalf of FedEx Aaron Ground. So I want to go back to the playoff game because, you know, you guys are cruising. To me, you should have won that game. You know, you should have gone up to New England. Travis Kelce goes out, and then the offense sort of, like, you know, goes into a funk. So take me through that from your perspective when Kelce goes out and then you're not doing as much offensively in that game?
Honestly, you know, it was kind of, you know, tough. We all kind of got relaxed. We thought we were up enough, and, you know, I feel like a lot of us just stopped, you know, competing, and that's what I'd have to say. And, you know, we should have been playing like we were down the whole time and just coming out trying to score every possession, and I guess we didn't do that, you know, so that's why we lost.
Really disappointing way to finish the season, but nonetheless, you are in the running for the ground player of the year of FedEx. Just go to FedEx.com and you can see that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you're going to get an honor Saturday night. I have a feeling that you'll be the offensive rookie of the year of the NFL. Coming out of Toledo, drafted in the third round. You played in the Senior Bowl last year, right?
Yes, sir.
So this time last year, you had no idea what was going to happen to you and where your career was going to go.
Not at all.
And you find out you get drafted by the Chiefs, and all of a sudden you go on to have this great rookie season. What's that? Give Greg a perspective of what the players now are thinking as they get ready for the draft this year.
A lot of guys are just trying to make their, you know, best impression. The combine hasn't even happened yet, so, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, banking on, you know, the Senior Bowl and, you know, their highlight tapes right now. And, you know, you really don't know where you're going to go, what round you're going to go, or, like, who likes you or where. Like,
who were the coaches last year for the Senior Bowl? Which teams?
It was the Bears and the Browns.
The Bears and the Browns.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going through all these practices. You're meeting all these coaches.
Yeah.
Did you have any inclination that it was going to be Kansas City that was going to draft you?
Not really. I didn't at all. And at the Combine, I actually met with them. So I met with Coach Reed and their whole staff pretty much. So, you know, I had a good feel for them. And, you know, I played BYU my senior year, so, you know, Coach Reed's from BYU.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So, you know, I got after him pretty good, so I think he liked that.
Before you played a game, a regular season game, I was all over you in fantasy football because of the way you played in the preseason. I said, this guy is going to be the man. I drafted you way at the top, and you were the man. I was flexing all my friends. I told you about Kareem Hunt, third-round draft choice.
Well, you really wanted Dalvin Cook, though.
Well, I mean,
he's a Minnesota
Vikings. I'm a Vikings fan, but still, I mean, you like your fantasy players, and you were unbelievable. When you were at the beginning of the season, you're tearing it up. I mean, right out of the gate, in the preseason, then the regular season, are you thinking to yourself, wow, this is easier than I thought it was going to be?
I mean, a little bit, but it's just football, you know. You know, it's the same game I've been playing for a long, long time, and, you know, I didn't try to change anything different. I just go out there and, you know, play my game. You know, I was blessed with, you know, some talent to go out there and, you know, just, you know, make plays happen from instincts. And just, you know, the coaches put me in great situations to be successful.
How many diamonds are in that watch?
A lot.
As many yards as he had this
How
year.
How heavy is that watch? That watch heavy?
A little bit, you know.
Is that a little present to yourself, I see.
Just a little something, you know. You got to reward yourself.
You got to be able to.
Yeah, have to.
You
right?
Know what I'm talking about?
See, this guy over here, he played in the 1950s in the
yeah,
NFL,
right.
And he gets jealous of the players these days and the money they make. So he gets.
No, I'm not jealous at all. I'm happy for these guys. And he hasn't really made that much money yet.
No, not yet.
That's why he's here. He's with FedEx, Aaron Ground, and, you know, Kareem, congratulations on a great rookie season.
Yeah.
Good luck Saturday night at the NFL Honors. I think you'll receive a very nice award that night, too, I would believe.
And if he's not the FedEx Ground Player of the Year either, somebody's doing it wrong. So you can go and vote on that and check that out.
Yeah,
so,
you can do that on Twitter. You know, make sure you put in Hunt, FedEx Ground Player of the Year.
There you go. I like it. He likes it. He's going for after all of it.
Yeah.
That's great. That Chiefs offense, man. Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes. I mean, just.
It's going to be exciting next year. It's going to be a great, great season. So good to meet you, Kareem, and good luck.
Good to meet you, too.
All right, man.
Congratulations on a great season. All right, that's Kareem Hunt of the Kansas City Chiefs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.